Gab was posting this on Facebook the other day, looking for white 4-litre and 10-litre ice cream containers. She wants the lids on them. Not sure what she needs it for, maybe do some selling or something, but that's something I haven't seen for ages, is those white ice cream containers or any of those ice cream containers.
I can't remember the last time I would have bought a big one. I think when we were, well, we used to buy them when we were kids. Mum would get them because, you know, three
cheap
brothers.
Dessert.
Yeah, exactly. But I wouldn't have bought one of them in, I don't know how long.
So I think these days you've got the fancy ice creams, the Snickers bars that are now being converted into an ice cream, or the Hearts and that sort of thing. So everyone goes for those sort of desserts.
Yep.
But, you know, back in the day, those containers were great ways to fend off the old magpie attacks when you were mostly on your pushy.
You didn't drop. You went to school with an ice cream container on your head.
Well, hang on. Not going to school, happily around the neighbourhood or park, not like, you know, the dudes have now with a fancy bike helmet that has, you know, bits of antenna and sticking out.
Yep.
Now, going to school to fend off magpie attacks, I went a step further.
Right.
Not using the ice cream container because I didn't want to get ribbed. I was getting bullied enough. I had a bike chain that I welded, and I'd actually walk. I take a bike chain and I actually start moving it and whipping it like a nunchucker. So it'd make that whirring noise, that woof, 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 woof.
So you would walk to school swinging a bike chain, Bilko.
Now, look at that
picture. How old were you then?
Probably year seven, so 11 or 12.
What were you thinking? Everyone would have thought, who's this crazy person?
Well, I was in a private school uniform, so maybe they didn't think I was that silly. And, you know, being a small town, people knew who you were. But I'm sure the old ladies, you know, went the other way on the other side of the street. But I was so
petrified. It's a wonder you ever got a job in radio, my friend.
Well, I nearly
That's
got a...
that guy who walks up and down the street swinging a bike chain.
I nearly got a police record. The cops did pull up one day. Not sure whether they saw me or they got a complaint from someone, because I did travel the same route every day.
And
I'm sure they were trying to stifle a smirk, but they were quite tough on me and said, listen, dude, what did they say, DH? You know, just don't be swinging that. It makes you look like you've got a pair of nunchuckers, and it gets a bit scary for people. And I explained the situation, and they said, mate, get yourself a hat, a helmet, or a...
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Billiken, what are you doing waving samurai swords, walking the streets? Oh, I'm just fending off magpies.
And that was the problem. They knew my dad being the sheriff's officer in town, so I'm sure they had a few laughs at the pub at my expense. Did you see what your son was doing? But I didn't want to go to school with an ice cream container on my head, because you'd imagine the ribbing you'd get out of that.
Yes. What did you say your dad was the sheriff?
The sheriff's officer, yeah.
What's a sheriff's officer? Is that a policeman?
No, he works in the court. He's an officer of the court, so he serves warrants on people. He swears people in on the Bible, that sort of stuff.
Did
he
have to offer any warrants on you?
I was a well-behaved boy, thank you very much.
Apart from wandering the streets wielding a bike chain.
Yeah, but a bike chain that looks like a nunchucker, that is the most effective way to ward off a magpie attack. Wouldn't you agree?
Effective and illegal way.
I just don't use the word illegal.
No, go back to the ice cream helmet. I'm much happier with that.